back here on ESPN 1100, 98.9 FM. The return of the Summer League. Glad to see it back. Albert Hall, the VP of the Summer League, joins us. So I'm sure you're excited because last year was kind of disappointing.
Yeah, definitely. We're very excited to be back. I mean, the lockout, you know, we had nothing to do with that. So we're excited to be back. This will be our eighth season, and we're going to have a record 24 teams.
Isn't that crazy? It's already been eight seasons.
It is. I mean, we started back in 2004 with, you know, six teams, and it's grown now to 24. Really has become the place to be for NBA fans, and a lot of the business that takes place in the off season is done at the Summer League. For those of you who've been out there, I mean, you understand that you can see up to seven games a day. You never know who's going to walk in the door one day, whether it's LeBron or, you know, Dr. J or whoever it might be. And very accessible, very fan-friendly.
I mean, it really is like a hoops convention at Cox. And, you know, like Albert said, you've got basically 10 days of hoops from morning until late night. You can buy your tickets right now, UNLVtickets.com, 739-FANS. It's NBA Summer League. Albert Hall is with us on our Finley Kia hotline. So who are we expecting out there? Obviously, some of the draftees that are going to be picked here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, the draft lottery took place the other night, and as it stacks up right now, we have 13 of the top 14 picks scheduled to appear, including number one pick. So, you know, we don't want to name names until June 28th, but we're going to have a stellar lineup. And the reason we're super excited this year, one of the other reasons, is that we have 2 years of draft classes. So guys that were drafted last year are expected to come back and play. The teams really use this for player development. So guys like Jimmer Fredette and Kyrie Irving, who was Rookie of the Year, is even talking about playing Derek Williams, Finley Prepzone, Tristan Thompson, Corey Joseph. Those guys will all be there as second-year players as well. And, you know, we've even got some veteran players like Wes Matthews and, you know, talk of John Wall, guys like that who want to come back and play because they know they can get great games and they can be a part of their young team. So we're excited. And, you know, guys that have turned it out in the years past, obviously, we all have heard about Jeremy Lin, but he was discovered there. And, you know, Chris Paul, Dwight Howard, Tyreek Evans, Blake Griffin, Kevin Durant, Kevin Love. I mean, you name it. These guys all get their start there at Vegas, and we're just really excited for this year's crop.
Do you know when do you get confirmation if Jimmer is going to be there? Because, boy, if he is, you want to talk about a boost to attendance. People here in Vegas are crazy about Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah, no, and we've gotten all indications are that he will play. Again, a lot of these younger guys, it's their number one tool for player development in the off season. And, you know, Jimmer didn't have a great rookie year, but I think, you know, we all still believe that he can play, and he's a guy that UNLV fans know very well. So all indications are he'll be playing, and we're excited to have him.
And Albert's not, you know, joshing about the possibility of, you know, some superstars being in town as well, because the Team USA basketball is here right before the league starts. So if some of those guys stick around, I mean, we are serious here. Basically, some of the best players in the NBA, you may have access to these guys just walking around watching games.
Yeah, you know, I think the USAB stuff is just coincidence that it worked out this year, but it's really going to be the kickstart of, you know, 11 days in Vegas of the best basketball you could possibly see. So, you know, they're slated to tip off on June 12th. I know they're going to play, I believe, the Dominican team, coached by Coach Calipari. So between him and all the Kentucky guys who get drafted, you know, there'll be that contingent as well. But, yeah, we have that. We have a big luncheon the following or the day of that game for St. Jude's that we start our event off with. And then, you know, you just never know who's going to be playing on the development team and then who's going overseas. But it really is a kind of a plethora of superstars on a daily basis, and not just you know, NBA guys. We've reached that point where entertainers, celebrities, you name it, they're all out there. So for the tickets to be able to see seven games in one day, and you know, maybe a star sighting here and there, we have autograph sessions every day. It's really fan friendly.
UNLVtickets.com, 739-FANS. The tickets are on sale. They went on sale this morning for the NBA Summer League, 10 a.m. So get your tickets now. You know, good-sized gym, but there are days when it is really full of fans. You mentioned St. Jude. You mentioned some of the autograph sessions. You guys have other stuff in place? Any other charitable functions? Any other special events that are going down?
You know, we're trying to really focus on that St. Jude event that tips off on Thursday. We're honoring Coach Pat Summit, the George Carl's Courage and Sport Award. We'll honor her. We've got some other events. There's a tip-off party on Friday night and some other things that we're doing, but you know, at the end of the day, it's 10 days of basketball. We're trying to fit 60 games in 10 days, which is excellent for the fans. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of buzz in town, and we're just anxious to be back and get this thing going again.
Cool deal. Well, we're glad you're back. Again, UNLVtickets.com, 739 fans. Thanks, Albert. We appreciate it.
No problem. Hope to see everybody out there.